Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Exodus chapter 20, verses 12 through 24. The Reverend Phil Krupski is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Exodus chapter 20. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Now, when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountains smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may lie before you, that you may not sin." The people stood far off while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the people of Israel, 'You have seen for yourselves that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make gods of silver to be with me, nor shall you make for yourselves gods of gold. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, dear friends, amen. I share with you one verse of that reading again, where Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be upon your face, that you may not sin." By nature, it seems that we hate to live in tension. Things tug on us, and we don't like that. Could be time commitments or whatever in life, money commitments. And usually when we find ourselves in tension, we choose one pole or the other in order to relieve that tension that's in the middle. If we look in the political world these days, we find that the whole topic of immigration is one of those. Certainly, the Lord calls us to be merciful and to care for those who are needy. But we also need a country with security and rule and law. Two tensions that seem to be completely opposite of each other. But let's get into theology a little bit. Tension exists all over theology. Two things at the same time that just don't seem to make sense yet revealed to us in God's Word. Let's start with the Trinity. God is one and three and three and one. Well, which one is it? Our minds would tell us it's got to either be one or it's got to be three. And people who have gone to either pole on that tension have fallen into all kinds of heresies exposed and condemned by the church through the years. Or maybe we think about the Lord's Supper, our Lord's holy meal that he has delivered to us. There are those who want to say, "Well, which is it? Bread and wine or body and blood?" Well, it's only bread and wine, some would say. And so they deny the presence of Christ and the forgiveness he offers. On the other are those who would consider transubstantiation no longer being the bread and the wine, but only the body and blood of Christ. And yet, what are we left with? That word koinonia in Paul's writing. Sharing in common. And so Luther in the Catechism teaches us to express it in, with, and under the bread and wine. We receive the body and blood of Christ. That's a tension. It's hard to deal with. So there's one more then that I would introduce based on our text for this morning. And that is that to answer the question, Should I fear God or should I love God? Fear or love? It seems that the tension causes, again, people to fall into error. You've probably seen lots of commercials on TV these days for those Jesus gets you commercials, right? That Jesus just meets us right where we are and he accepts who we are. That's because our culture wants to deny the fear of God. And yet, you know, as if we focus only on the love of God, then we find the lawlessness and the lack of need for forgiveness in Christ. We hate tensions, but tensions abound everywhere. If we were to say, well, God is only to be loved and not feared, then how in the world do we deal with this picture of Mount Sinai in our text for today? Shaking, billowing of smoke. The language kind of suggests that it was like smoke billowing out of a kiln, rising up to the heavens, with trumpet blasts and lightning. Yet fear of God without love of God leads to nothing but self-righteousness as we try to placate this fearsome God with our own good actions. As Luther taught us in the Catechism, we are to fear and love God. And that tension can sometimes prove to be pretty uncomfortable for us. It was no mistake that God chose the appearance that he chose as he appeared to the people of Israel there at Mount Sinai. It was not just a bad weather day or a seismic events day that just happened to coincide with his appearance by coincidence. He intended this appearance with the thunder and the lightning and the smoke and the earthquakes that were there. And it had its intended impact on the people of God. They feared God. They stood far off. And the word that is actually used in the text means that they quivered. They quivered because they were so afraid. This was no accident. In Exodus 19, chapter earlier than our text for today, God had said to Moses, "And you shall set limits for the people all around, saying, take care not to go up to the mountain or touch the edge of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot. Whether beast or man, he shall not live." Of course the people were afraid with all of that going on in this moment. With all of that on the fear side of the ledger, then it seems pretty ridiculous to hear Moses say to the people in our text, "Do not fear." What do you mean, Moses? Are you completely blind? Have you not seen what's happening on this mountain and heard God's warning about if we come even too close, we're all going to have to be put to death? But his whole sentence, and listen to the tension in this, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be upon your face." Don't fear, but God wants his fear on your face. For us, the fear of God is more than just simple respect. It's more than respect. God calls us to have an awesome fear of him, knowing who he is. And to do that, one of the ways we can do that is to keep this vision of Mount Sinai in front of our eyes, in our minds. Knowing what God is capable of. Knowing what we deserve because of our sin. But God calls us to fear him so that he would also fill us with the desire, incapable as we are to keep it, but God would fill us with that desire to not sin. The sin territory is that forbidden area. And one who would transgress over into that forbidden area will die. Oh, but wait. In our text, God also commanded the building of an altar, didn't he? It was an earthen altar. we read a couple of verses further than our text today, we'd find that it was to be made either with just earth or unhewn stones. People weren't supposed to take credit for, look at this beautiful altar we created. It's just this simple earthen altar of God's creation. This was no human invention. It was not a human action to placate God. Even the altar had fearful rules. God said, if you break my rules about the altar, you'll die there too. But God, in the midst of all of this fear and darkness in Mount Sinai, was choosing to meet his people at the altar, where all those sacrifices would be given. God would choose ultimately to meet all of humanity at the altar of the cross, where the prescribed sacrifice that he had in his mind from even before creation of the world, that his only son, the innocent, blameless, holy one, would die for our sins. There on that altar of the cross, salvation was created, not humanly achieved. And it would be in the shadow of that fearsome altar of the cross. For Lent every year reminds us how fearsome and shuddery that cross really was for us. It is in the shadow of that cross that the people of God would discover how to love God. That same God who could make them quiver on the mountain could also embrace them with his holy love because of the once and for all sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. In the shadow of the cross, we shudder, we moan, we take in the spectacle of the whole passion and see the darkness. Yet at the altar, we discover the way that we can love this fearsome God that we would otherwise be so unlovable. In light of that, we don't water down God's commands, as our culture would have us do so much in our present time. In our text today, the second table of the law, commandments 4 through 10, that prescribe God's clear directions about how all of humanity is to interact with each other. The only way to really love one another is to do what God has commanded in these commandments. God demarks as holy and right what is pure and holy in his sight. Holy behavior and the loving of our neighbor. And he also demarks what he condemns. We don't demand acceptance of our fallenness by God. We don't say, God, I'm broken. Accept my brokenness. Instead, peering into the mirror of the law, we see our brokenness and shudder and say, Lord, have mercy on us. And the only relief that we ever find for that brokenness of our sin is his altar and the peace, the atonement established for us on his cross. So back to that tension again. Fear or love? Which one is it? It's both. We have to live, for now, in that uneasy tension. Yet, as we are reminded and promised in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, now these three remain, for now, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest, the one that's going to last, is love. In that concept, we understand that there will come a day when fully perfected, when Jesus has raised us and glorified us to be in his presence, all of that horrible, dark fear will disappear. What will remain will be his love forever. Till then, today is the day of tension. We fear and love God. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, may it guard and keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.